This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I am the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com. But we spell that a little different. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This is my last broadcast before Thanksgiving, so I would like to be the first to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving, honestly, is one of my favorite holidays. I love Thanksgiving. And I've got a couple of thoughts. We did a Bible study about Thanksgiving last night. I want to take you to a verse there. But Thanksgiving, to me, is still a holiday that is largely unspoiled. What do I mean by that? Well, you think about Christmas, and we have come quite a long way from the roots of celebrating the birth of Christ. In Easter, again, we've come a long way from the empty tomb and Jesus Christ, he is risen. For those of us in the church, we understand, but those outside, not so much. But Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that's still pretty much the same. People gather, and of course, there's the meal. And it seems as if we're centered around the meal, but in every family, even families that are not church-going families, they will find themselves pausing and giving thanks. It's just a great time, even if you know they're not really sure who they're giving thanks to, there's still that idea. So Thanksgiving to me is so, I don't know, it's a little more peaceful, a little more restful than, say, Christmas, and just a great time for families to be together and enjoy one another. But Thanksgiving is at the heart of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Let me read you something. This is a verse that we read in our Bible study last night. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16, 17, 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." In everything give thanks. I love that. That means the good, the bad, whatever's happening in our lives, we give him thanks. If you think about it, like it's been rainy here, and it makes you think, you know, I've got to go out. It's raining, and I don't know, the kids are sick, and I've got to go out to the store, get them something, but it's raining. I walk outside, my car has a flat tire. I'm supposed to be thankful in that? Yes, as a matter of fact, thankful in everything, because this is the will of God for us. Think about it for a minute. Even if you walk out there, it's raining, you got a flat tire, kids are sick, you've got a car, you've got kids, you've got a store that you could even go to. All of those things are reason to give thanks, and you just never know what's going to happen through those events in our lives. But if it still seems a little bit foreign, I've got some other Bible verses for you. Psalm 118, a couple of verses that begin and end with this phrase, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." In fact, Psalm 107 says it five times. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. That's the perspective of how we can give thanks in all situations, because the perspective of who God is, he is good, and his love endures forever. Just pause and think about that for a moment. Even if this is the worst of days, and it's raining, and we got a flat tire, we got to get medicine for the kids, God is still good. Oh, this may not be a good situation for me, but God is still good. Can you imagine a day if God was not good? If God were like the pagan gods that surrounded the nation of Israel, a lot of their gods were not good. They were self-centered, and humans were just little pawns in games to them. That's what the gods of the people around the nation of Israel, but also the Greeks and the Romans and the Egyptians, they had all these multiple gods who are constantly warring with one another and constantly not good in their actions. But that's what the Bible shows us. That's not God. God is good. And the other part, his love endures forever. Psalm 118, the end of it, like I said, begins with that phrase, but ends this way. And I love this. "You are my God. I will give you thanks. You are my God. I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. The writer of this psalm saying it that way, because you are my God, because you are good, because you have faithful love, and because you're my God. And I'll thank you, and I will praise you forever. But one more thing, that the Psalms give us the perspective of how we can give thanks in everything. But Jesus gives us the example. And I just pulled out a few of these. I just sort of did a good Google search and wrote in thanks, you know. And Jesus, he says it in the middle of his teaching. At that time, this is Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus answered, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, and you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Before the feeding of the 5,000, John 6:11, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise the fish as much as they wanted. And then, before he raises Lazarus, John 11:41, they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was laying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. All through Jesus's ministry. And of course, John tells us that he didn't even include everything. None of the gospel writers included everything. But there's enough times where we hear Jesus thanking God that we get the idea he understands in everything. Give thanks. Jesus gave thanks in all situations, in all circumstances. That is our example. Jesus gives us, of course, the perfect example in everything, but especially here in Thanksgiving. So for us, this is not just the holiday that's coming up. If I said to the average person on the street, tell me about Thanksgiving, they would tell you about the holiday. But for a Christian, the answer is, oh yeah, I give thanks in all things. I give thanks every day. That needs to be our attitude. That's living in Thanksgiving, if you would. And that's what this holiday should not be, just a time, the only time that we have this moment where we give thanks. We should have Thanksgiving in our hearts always, for everything, in all circumstances. And by the way, coming back to the 1 Thessalonians passage, it's also linked together. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Rejoicing, praying, giving thanks. That seems to be the connection. And yes, that is God's will. God's will is not something, a vocation that we do. God's not this task that we have. God's will is rejoice, pray, give thanks. That's what this is about.